Welcome back to Drew Garabo Live. This is awesome. We may not have a van full, but we got like a buggy full of Wilsons. And right now, John Senning is calling. Now,
you want me to sing this, by the way?
Please, if you don't mind. I figured this would be in your repertoire.
I said rock on.
See? Knew this would be in their repertoire. Now, I did the stage announcements for Carrot Top at the Capitol Theater last week, and it was fun. It went well. Hulk Hogan was in the audience, and I had to trip on my words for a second, which doesn't often happen to a polished broadcaster like myself, of course. But I had to choke on my words because when I was reading the upcoming shows, it said Hollywood superstar Patrick Wilson's band, the Wilson Van. And I thought of the Wilsons I know. I thought of Paul. I thought of John. I thought of Mark. And I thought in this, their hometown, Tampa, Florida, that embraces them so much, Patrick Wilson.
Clickbait, Drew. Oh. You should know that. Come on.
Of course.
We've already given him grief, and in fact, I think the Tampa Bay Times may not be a sponsor anymore.
Well, fortunately, joining us right now is the Hollywood superstar himself. Patrick Wilson is on the phone along with John Wilson, veteran broadcaster extraordinaire, and Paul Wilson. Mark Wilson made up a BS story about why he couldn't be here. Hello, Patrick.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. How's life treating you?
Life is good. Life is good. I can't complain. Well, I could, but why?
Yeah, why? You're on season two of Fargo. You got to make a creepy movie with Samuel L. Jackson. What could be going wrong with Hollywood superstar Patrick Wilson?
You just referenced a movie from 2009, and I want to say I appreciate that. Your references are 8 years old. This is going to go great.
Patrick would appreciate this. I have glitter on my chair. Patrick, how appropriate. I have glitter on my chair.
He would appreciate if he knew where that glitter came from.
Yeah, but you should tell him.
What was it, yesterday's show when Mike Alta's show did a little butt painting with some young ladies?
They did
then
butt,
I
yeah.
should move over yeah. to the left.
Get this man a new chair, John.
Patrick, what are you working on right now?
I leave this week for Australia for Aquaman. That's what I'm working on.
My gosh. Well, I mean, this is a long-awaited project that was kind of parodied in Entourage, the series, but now it's coming to fruition. He's going to be part of the Justice League, I believe.
But, is he going to be a good guy or a villain?
I don't know. He's got that long hair and a sinister look to him. I don't know. What is your involvement in Aquaman, if I may ask, if you're even allowed to tell me, Patrick Wilson?
I am. If you read anything past 2009, you'll see on the interweb.
And that's how we do it, folks.
I'm playing the Ocean Master. I play Orm. Yeah.
Oh, the Ocean Master. It's a role you were born to play. Was he afraid to swim growing up, John? Is that a natural role for Patrick to play?
He was born in the water.
he's a swimming pool baby.
Perfect. All right.
He was born in a pool.
Seems like a good role for you then. Well, good. That sounds like an exciting project, and you will be able to make it back here for the Wilson Van, including a meet and greet at the Capitol Theater?
Yeah, that's on Friday.
Oh,
so that comes before Australia.
Good. Man, Australia. Have you made that flight before? Because from what I understand, that is an agonizing and torturous flight.
I've done it to New Zealand, and I went the wrong way around the world. Actually, the longer way. So I would say, like, you know what? I spent 30 hours in the same coach seat, so I'm okay with the few perks that come.
Yeah. Do they fly Patrick Wilson out there in a private jet? Do they charter a plane? Do they make him fly first class on a regular?
First class.
You think first class on a regular?
He should be on a boat. I mean, he's going to be Ocean Master.
That is decided by my union. So,
they give him a couple of dolphins and a harness, and they go, okay, Aqua Dude,
we'll
go ahead.
We'll see you in an hour.
Now, I've never been to Australia. I can only imagine. John, have you been in there?
No, I have not, and I cannot wait to go.
Man, that's cool. So you're going with?
Yeah. Mary Kay and I get to go.
What a treat for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's got all the responsibilities of acting all day, and you guys get to go explore the wilds of the Aborigines and the box jellyfish and the 100,000 other things they can kill you.
Well, here's what I said to Patrick.
Right.
Look, your career is one thing, but our retirement is something else.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have Australia in your retirement package,
John. It's got to be in there.
Or at least just watch some Outback commercials and get ready.
With a didgeridoo. We have a few Wilson brothers on the phone and in studio with us. We have John Wilson. Wilson here from Fox 13, formerly. Yes, Seth.
And why do you think Mark Wilson was lying about being called into work today? You said that's all BS, but I'm sure John could tell you that you can't control when the news happens.
Now, John, when a television news personality gives you the old called in early excuse, look, we're all in the same industry. We know news can pop up at any given time, but he probably decided, look, these Wilsons, they've got it on lock. I'm gonna take this one off and enjoy another lap around my Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Do you want to know the real story?
I do.
Uh-oh.
Well, here's the deal. Tomorrow, they're rehearsing most of the day tomorrow.
So rehearsing? When a sound check is not a rehearsal.
They don't understand the word rehearse, but they are. They go at it tomorrow. So
sure.
Mark's taking tomorrow off.
I got
he's
you.
Working today.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the guys
got to make Fox happy.
Right. And as you know, you don't just show up and read the news.
No,
you
got to
prep.
No.
And you got
to
talk.
And if he gets up out of the chair that used to be occupied by you, I might sit in.
Certainly can't have that.
They'd give you a bucket, not a seat.
That's true.
The Wilson Van will be playing Friday, March 31st, downtown Clearwater, one of the nicest rooms in the Tampa Bay area, an intimate, warm,
incredible
room.
Place. They just remodeled it, right?
Yeah, they did, and it looks awesome. The staff there is phenomenal. You guys are going to have a great show there.
John, when you're watching your sons in the Wilson Van perform, if you had to pick one song that you had to go to the bathroom during, which song would that be?
That's a great question.
The bathroom song. The bathroom song?
Yeah,
No, like, let's say you're watching them and you go, I got to go to the bathroom. At what time in their performance are you actually going to leave and go to the bathroom?
You obviously do not have sons who sing.
You're locked in the whole time?
No, you don't leave, man.
It's more of a party than a concert.
I'm telling you,
I'm having the most fun on stage. Just watching Patrick play and sing. And then, of course, the shredder, Mark Wilson.
He is the shredder.
I mean, tied during the day. Axeman at night.
Yeah, he's a heck of a musician. He gets a little unbuttoned when he gets on stage, and I'm looking forward to seeing these guys. I'm going to go to the show. I'm going to take this pair of tickets that we were going to give away, and I'm going to go. Well, I found out my friend Charlie Belcher is acting as your MC that night, so I like to go and heckle him and throw rotten fruit.
Good.
He told me via text when I said you guys were here, he said he is pretty much officially 1/5 Wilson. Is that true?
Yeah. That's accurate, of course. Now then, he has to learn how to stretch his hamstring like mine.
All right. Very good.
We can work on that. We have like an hour before the show.
John, we prepared a game for you called Paul, Patrick, Mark, and we wanted to do it while we had your sons on the line. You'll simply be answering with one of your sons' name, Paul, Patrick, or Mark.
Okay.
Question number one, most likely to loot during a hurricane?
Paul.
Wow, that was quick. That was very quick.
The power of suggestion because I'm sitting here. I should leave.
I don't know why I said that.
It came to your mind. That's good. I don't want you
to
think
like
about it.
I do like clothes.
Second question. Which son would most likely give CPR to a dog?
Oh, Mark.
Absolutely.
Mark would give CPR to a dog if you need it. Mm-hmm. Which of your sons, Paul, Patrick, or Mark, would be most likely to hold up cleverly worded protest signs at a women's rally?
Oh, that's Patrick.
That's Patrick. Good job, Patrick.
Absolutely.
Burn the bra, et cetera. Now
absolutely.
This one we get a little real. Which of your sons, Paul, Patrick, or Mark, most likely to have tried the evil marijuana during high school? Most likely to have tried the evil marijuana during high school?
You mean me?
Whoa, we got some breaking news, Tampa Bay. And
see, I told you, now that he doesn't have the pressure being Fox anchor, he can be himself.
Last thing Dad's going to do is drag three in
That's a good dad move right there. He takes the bullet for the kids. Which son would be most likely to go on a picnic but forget the blanket and sandwiches?
Blanket and sandwiches.
Yes. Went on the picnic but forgot the food and forgot all the vital components. Would it be Paul, Patrick, or Mark Wilson?
Paul would say, when is this? After it's already over.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I'm that guy too. Like, when were we supposed to go? Yeah, you missed the picnic. It was last week.
I didn't get a text. That's the thing.
He didn't get a text.
Most likely to not wipe the machine down after he sweats all over it at the gym. Paul, Patrick, or Mark?
That's Mark, because he had to go to work.
And finally, most likely to put pineapple on a pizza, Paul, Patrick, or Mark?
Ooh.
No, I like
pineapple on a pizza. I like that idea,
Me too. That's not bad. People have problems with
who
it.
Who's adventurous?
That's called Hawaiian pizza, by the way.
I think Patrick would try that.
Patrick?
Yes, he would.
He's one of them Hollywood types now, right?
Yeah.
Fancy things. Right. Like, is that true, Patrick? Have you put pineapple on a pizza?
Of course.
Yeah.
See?
I have a pizza oven.
No, he has this killer pizza oven that has been host to a lot of wonderful parties.
Wow. Really?
Oh, he's a pizza chef. Yeah. He's a chef.
It's got is outdoor or indoor pizza oven, Patrick?
Outdoor. It's killer. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's the Taj Mahapatrick up there in Montclair.
That's that Lakeside Terrace money he's making right there. 2009 film I found today.
Sorry.
The Wilson van is in the studio with us. You can get a pair of tickets and include a meet and greet. I have a pair of tickets right here. I think we're going to give these away on today's show.
I mean, make sure that somebody really, really wants to go and they're actually going to use those.
Right, because these tickets will not only grant you lower level access and seats to the show, you will get to join the Wilson van on stage for a meet and greet photo op. You have to be at the theater by 5:35:45 day of show. The funds that you raise will go to what charity, gentlemen?
The Wilson Family Foundation.
Excellent.
Tens of thousands of dollars have been raised, over 100,000 actually, and we're looking at children in the arts, we're looking at veterans, we're looking at law enforcement, first responders in particular.
Great.
All of those.
Those are good good people to give money
always
to.
Always for charity. No one takes any salaries. It's always towards charity.
Total, wow. Is that true? Even Patrick Wilson, Hollywood star, does not get a cut of the of what's going on
no,
here?
No, he pays us individually.
No. He pays.
What a benevolent human being. Well, Patrick, we know you got to go, man. Thank you so much for allowing us to take up part of your day. Good luck with the Aquaman project and that flight to Australia. And have yourself a blast, all right?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Good talking to you guys. Yeah, see you guys Friday.
Absolutely, man. Note to self. That is, catch up with Patrick Wilson's more recent work.
John, are you accepting applications right now to join the Wilson family? Are you all filled up right now?
You got maximum capacity?
Well, wait a minute. Charlie said he was how much?
He's one-fifth.
One-fifth, yeah.
Well, there four more fifths to go.
All right, perfect.
We just got to knock off a couple of Wilson brothers, and we're good to go. This show is at the Capitol Theater. It is a beautiful venue. It is rock and roll. I know you guys do some Van Halen. What else can we expect from
this
you guys?
This show will be different, Drew. I'll tell you this.
Tell me more.
Something now we're famous for, and I'm telling you, we're famous for not rehearsing. Certainly, we have a sound check to make sure we're not overstepping each other. We know how to finish songs because you can't on stage fade out.
Right.
Right?
True.
But we're going to do some different stuff. And because of the intimate nature of the theater, we can share some stories and some music that's important to us. I know Patrick's going to go into the 80s folder deep.
Good.
It's always 80s and fun stuff, but we're going to do some. We've got our Broadway buddy Matt Stokey coming down. We've got our friend who was in the movie Big Stone Gap with me and Patrick and Jenna and Whoopi Goldberg. He's the fantastic keyboardist. I think there might be some Glenn Campbell. There might be some Genesis, Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, now we're talking.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a show that I don't think, for people that think that they can see us again like this, this is only the type of show we can only do at the Capitol, so we won't do a show like this again, I can
tell you. Remember this. They started out in a little room in my house.
Right.
Right? It turned into a show. It turned into a show for a purpose. But now it's in a real theater.
Yeah.
So now we're talking real show.
Right.
This is not just a jam session.
And what an honor for you to see the evolution of the Wilson brothers going from this small...
He had the first band, by the way, Drew. What was your band called in high school, Dad?
If we can say it on the radio.
You can. It's called the... Now, don't laugh at
all right.
this.
Come on. I can't
took
promise.
This seriously.
All right.
At the time. All right. I was a trombone player.
Okay.
19...
We called ourselves the Sophisticats.
So it came from him. It's all him. If you like us, you can thank me. If you don't, it's all because of him.
Please tell me you guys came out in tuxes with like kitty ears on it and a tail. Hey, cool cats. We're going to blow your mind.
The summer wind came blowing in.
Hey, we're going to have a great time tonight, and I ain't feline. I can totally see it now. The Sophisticats on the world tour.
The ham bone on the trombone.
Well, Wilsons, thank you very much for being here. It's always great to catch up. I'm glad we got to do this.
Do you want to tell Paul how much you hate Phil Collins since they are playing a bunch of 80s stuff?
No, people, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, see? People love Phil Collins. It's Seth's favorite artist. He likes the worst music from the 80s.
Well, I can tell you a funny story about Phil Collins.
Please.
Phil Collins is a nut in a wonderful way.
Right.
Alamo historian.
Alamo historian.
Patrick was in a movie called The Alamo.
Okay.
Colonel Will Travis.
I remember it.
And there was a call to Patrick's agent of, hey, Phil Collins wants to have dinner. And Patrick's like, yeah, right? What? This is a joke, right? No. Phil Collins and Patrick had dinner, and Phil Collins told him about his entire Alamo setup in his house, how he knew every player, every part, every character, had the weapons, he had some relics. Yeah, so he loves the Alamo. So they built this kind of kinship. So in honor of Phil Collins, irrespective of what you may
right.
have and taste.
I will shed all of my dislike for him.
That will probably show up Friday night.
So Phil Collins, what we learned today on the show, unless you are a great liar, Paul Wilson.
No.
What we've learned is Phil Collins he's an Alamo historian. That is fact.
He is. Look it up. He really is. And it was really great because Patrick was like, you won't believe I got this call, man. And it's like, Phil Collins wants to meet me. I'm like, well, you're a movie star.
Yeah.
And, oh, he's an Alamo historian. Man. How perfect.
That will replace my fun go-to fact about Phil Collins. I knew that he divorced his wife by facts. And that's all I knew about. That was my go-to. Like, hey, Phil Collins, divorced his wife by facts. Now it's
probably because he was playing with his Alamo toys.
Sorry,
Will Travis.
Davy Crockett and I are messing around with Sam Bowie.
Sam Houston, right.
No basement, by the way, as we learned
right,
in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I've got to tell you one serious thing about the Sophisticats.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We were on TV in the 50s right. with a favorite star of all time.
Who's that?
She was married to Johnny Cash. That's June Carter. June had a show on television in a little TV station in Bristol called WCYB.
Right.
And she hosted the show. And she had our band on.
The Sophisticats.
Before. The Sophisticats.
Yeah.
Yes. Before she married Johnny.
And, no kidding.
Yeah, and I remember the Carter home is nearby, right?
Near Big Bristol, Stone Gap, where he's from.
Near sure. Bristol, yep. where the family has been performing forever.
Right.
You know, still goes on.
That must have been really cool.
It was fun. It was really fun.
Now, I don't mean to insult, but that predated the VCR. So is there any record of that?
No, we don't have it. Oh, we don't have it. Yes, it predated recordings, home recordings.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, it's terrible because it was a great experience. And yeah. June was terrific, and we didn't know who she was at the time.
Sure.
All of a sudden, it's June Carter.
You were in high school.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Sophisticats.
Fabulous. See, there you go.
He's always surprised I went to school. I don't know why.
No. You're educated. I'm surprised that you finished school.
And, John, why did the band break up back in the day?
Yeah, whatever happened to the Sophisticats?
Juicy. Tell us.
We graduated from high school.
That'll break a damn band up, all right? See, you never should have finished school. The Wilson Van at the Capitol Theater. It is Friday night, 7:30. We'll give away some tickets when we come back. We'll also do our Big Three at Three. You'll find out what's been added to the National Recording Registry. Some really cool stuff. Vin Scully, you mentioned earlier, and a couple of songs as well. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate what you do for the community. You guys use your position for great influence, and that's awesome.
That's terrific. As you do, too.
Well, thanks.
I was thinking, you've come a long way from the, was it the Holiday Inn in Orlando?
Yes, it was. How do you know that? How do you remember these
things?
I'm
a news guy, remember? I know background.
This is amazing. How in the world?
He also trained at the FBI Academy. So we should probably leave while you can get us out of here.
I did have FBI training.
Told you.
You got to catch a flight back to Quantico and then connect to Australia.
Congratulations on your career.
Thanks,
really.
Man.
Thank you.
We'll right back thank at you. You. Yes, thank sir. You. And we'll be right back and give away a pair of tickets to the Wilson Van Friday night at the Capitol Theater. They are gentlemen. They are benefactors. They are wonderful people. And we'll be right back.